This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, Ted?
We are back, Steve.
We're back. I don't know if we're better than ever, but we're back.
I don't think so, because a little smoky out there.
Yes, Washington is under fire.
Like, seriously, 2020, just stop it already.
Dude, I looked at my wife, was it two nights ago when the windstorms first kicked in? Because it was like a beautiful day, it was sunny out, everything seemed cool.
It was Monday. Yeah, it was Monday.
Yeah, so it was
Labor
Monday. And then finally we're sitting on the couch and I look outside and our power flickered. It flickered just enough to turn a freaking cable box off. I know, look, people's houses are on fire and stuff like that. Clearly, my issues are so at the bottom of the barrel. But you, damn, power like turned off the cable and then it needs to reboot.
Yeah.
Which takes like 10 minutes. I don't know if you have Comcast, but
No, of course.
So by the time it finally reboots to where I can start watching television again, it flickered again, and it did it like five times in a row, and I was just like, I can't handle this, not realizing that people's homes were on fire at the time. At the time, I thought my problem was the biggest problem in the world.
Yeah, well, it's crazy, right? Like, summer never really started till what? Late or mid-August?
Yeah.
Right?
Hard.
I remember July 11th, I was sitting on my friend's, they live on a sailboat, and I was just like, I don't mind a cold summer, but even for me, this is ridiculous.
Right, and then it came, and it came hard.
Right, all of a sudden,
sorry, like my favorite films.
So now, and even in August, you're kind of used in the state of Washington. There's going to be some fires, whatever. That was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then Labor Day, you're right. I woke up and I was like, I was hungover. I was like, oh, those winds are crazy.
Yeah.
You know what? I was like, doesn't feel that bad, blah, blah, blah. And then by Wednesday evening, all hell had broken loose.
Well, and that was like, even like Sid was just like, she's like, I can smell the smoke. That's so crazy that we're smelling the smoke all the way from from Eastern Washington. I'm like, that is nuts. Like, what the hell is going on? Not realizing that Bonnie Lake was on fire and then and Sumner's on fire. And it was just like, geez, man.
But you're both right, because started with everything coming over the mountain. And you know me, I'm a weather nerd.
Yeah.
So I kept looking at my app and I was like, there's no way those winds are going to push all that smoke all the way here.
That quickly.
Right. I mean, if you don't live in the area, it's hard to explain what happened. You're right. But then to see a fire that large, which is still going in Bonnie Lake and jump the highway at 410, it's just like, holy yes.
No, we have a few of Sid's close friends. You know, the neighborhood that we were thinking about moving to, like we ended up getting a house in Puyallup, but we were going to go to a place in Bonnie Lake that we really liked. And it's like, man, I'm glad we didn't think about that, because right now everyone's being evacuated in that area. And we're like, sheesh, that would have made things a little weird. Like, we're moving out, and now we're moving out into nothing because we can't move in. But, yeah, man, it's awful to see all the fire trucks we're seeing, like, hurrying to that area, like, all day yesterday and the day before. It's like, man, that's some scary stuff.
Yeah, and I'm right. We're in downtown Seattle, and you look outside, and, I mean, you can see all the smoke.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, we were just talking about, last year wasn't so bad with the Eastern Washington fires, but it was, the year before and the year before that, like, when we went to see Guns N' Roses at the Gorge.
Brutal.
It was like you couldn't even see the air. Like, I mean, you know, all you saw was smoke. It was just like a giant fog machine.
And what was that? 4 years ago, it was rain and ash downtown.
Yep. Like for a couple straight years, it was like that.
Yeah. But like, do you remember it being that bad when you first got here?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No, it's only been like the last, I'd say, 6 years where I've noticed the wildfires. I don't know why that is. And then you hear the stories of the California wildfires happening because of a stupid gender reveal party.
I read that one.
And then the lady who kind of created the gender reveal parties of many years ago, she's like, can people stop using fire in their gender reveal parties?
I thought she had just said stop doing them.
Yeah, I think she finally said just stop doing them. She's like a blogger, and like she's the one who like started this trend. How dare she? We didn't do a gender reveal party, so I don't feel bad making fun of people who do gender reveal parties.
Well, it's funny now, too, because she started it. She's like, this gotten way out of control. And I even she's like, I shouldn't have done it. But
yeah.
I feel like every time there's a baby or a wedding involved. Like, there's so many frickin' parties now. And it's just like, Jesus Christ, people. Like,
pump the brakes.
Right? Like, I don't know. It's a lot of commitment for people that, like, listen, I ain't in this wedding. I didn't have sex with her. I have zero commitment to this, but now I'm committed to four or five events.
Why do I need to know what the sex of the baby is? I'll find out when you tell me. Like, we have to have a party. Like, that was, like, even my wife talked about it. She's like, do you want to do a gender reveal? I'm like, I don't. If you do, of course I'll do it. Because this is a big deal, having a baby.
But yeah, what's the reaction supposed to be?
I don't know. Like, we just... Here's our gender reveal party. We're at the doctor's. The doctor goes, would you like to know the sex of your baby? Yes.
Yeah.
And that was our gender reveal. It was like the ultrasound and all that stuff. And then it was just like, we were convinced both of us thought we were having a boy. So when we had a girl, there was like a genuine surprise, but it was like a surprise of like, holy crap, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and we're old enough to remember like people just had babies.
Right.
I mean, look, I get it. I think it is smart. I don't know. I shouldn't say smart. I get why people want to know the gender of the baby so you can kind of plan for, I don't know, what your color scheme is going to be or what kind of clothes you're going to buy.
Right. That's the only way. We wanted to know ahead of time so we know what color to paint the wall and what kind of clothes we can buy so we can start stockpiling clothes. Other than that, yeah, like, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, parents found out when the baby popped out what the gender was.
Right.
And you pulled it out and you looked at the ding-a-ling. You're like, okay, it's a boy.
And here's a question for you. Since you just had a few.
It's a ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling. You just had a baby. Like, yes. Is there any difference between a onesie for a male or female baby?
None. You know what really it is like, because like we went to the Kraken team shop and my main goal for going to the Kraken team shop was must get a onesie for Tatum. I want a baby onesie so her and I could take a picture. Hey, Kraken fans since day one, father and daughter. You know, I'm a cheese ball with that kind of stuff.
Plus, it's classic. If you have a baby, like I watch a lot of Premier League. Mm-hmm. Like even when there's fans in the stadium, they always show fans in America. There's always the dude that has like the fresh baby in the onesie. And everybody goes, oh, yeah, that's a new fan.
Right. That's dad doing it right.
Yeah, I'm not down for a ton of like baby stuff. But like baby in a onesie that supports a team I like that baby.
Absolutely. Plus... In like 15 years, when people are like giving it all, you, how long have you been a Kraken fan? She's like, since day one, bitch. And it shows the
you
picture.
Mother.
That's how she's going to respond to people that question her fandom.
You going
to
check me?
But like, I get it. And it's if anything, I'd say it leans more towards a boy onesie if you look at it because it's just blue.
But I'm just saying physically, there's nothing.
No.
It's not like there's dress onesies as opposed to pants. Like onesies have pants and footies.
Right. The onesie, all it is just a shirt that goes long enough to button around the crotch area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's not like a baby boy is packing like a freaking monster thing where it needs more room down there. It's just the same for either one. And then we wanted to make it a girl thing. You put on like some pink pants and you put on a pink bow and there, boom, it's a girl outfit.
Right?
That's what Sid has to do anytime I bring him a onesie. She's like, well, it's kind of more for a boy, but I'll put a pink bow on her. That way people know it's because, you know, more often than not, some people that don't know the gender of our baby, you post a picture on social media. If they're not keeping tabs, and I don't care, but if they're not keeping tabs, sometimes a listener will be like, he's so cute. And I'll just like it or say, thanks. I don't correct people because, like, what does it matter? You know what I mean? And then, of course, somebody, like, other people will chime in, which I think is funny. It's like, I'm not, like, upset at them either. Like, if you want to correct them, go ahead. But some people are like, oh, it's a girl. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. Are we going to have drama on Facebook because this poor guy was just commenting on a cute baby, didn't know the gender of it, doesn't want to be brought into this drama, and here we are now.
Yeah, trust me, it'll be much worse when you're a little boy. I'm sure you went through this and you answer the phone and they think you're a woman because your voice hasn't changed and you're like 10. You son of a bitch.
I'm a boy, damn it.
I'm a boy. Show some respect.
Speaking of babies, before we get to the push-ups, you know, obviously we're very obsessed with Mark Wabie on this podcast, who now the NHL, one of the networks, is using his music.
Yeah. Did you see the dude that was playing watermelons by his pool?
No.
He had like watermelon cut into little pieces and was making music with, and like had them all hooked up and was making music with that and then was hitting a kiwi. So like that was going around and somebody was like, this guy's unbelievable. So our guy came over the top and was like, yeah, man, he opened up for me in Paris. Love the dude.
Of course. course Mark did.
I literally, my phone right now, my YouTube will be like, here's, it's like, it's all his videos now.
Dude, well, like I have alerts on my phone for when he does live sets.
Yeah.
So like I'll get the Facebook or the Twitter alert and I'll just like, as soon as it starts, and I was watching it over the weekend. It always seems like he's doing it right around the time I need to clean the house and like just do some stuff. And I'm listening to it as I'm hanging out with like Tatum. And my wife's like, are you listening to the, as she calls him, that weird guy again?
Like, that's a fair shout.
I was like, yes. And then I look at the comments and somebody goes, listening to your set right now, my wife walked into the room and wrote and said, what the F word? And I was like, yeah, it's, if you don't understand what's going on, it's rather odd. So his set went on for a while and I'm listening to it.
We understand what's going on. It's still rather odd.
It's very true. So I'm listening to him on my phone while I'm doing stuff around the house. Well, Sid put Tatum down to go to bed. Whenever she puts it down to bed, like we both have the app open where you can kind of monitor her so you can hear her if she starts crying or screaming. And the nice thing with the app is even if you're not, even if you don't have it pulled up on your phone, but you still have it like as one of your open tabs, it'll continue to have the phone, the noise in the background. So your phone could be all right, off, or you could be playing on Facebook and you'll still hear if she's crying or whatever. So I'm listening to Mark and he's doing his set and he's breaking it down. And I forgot that I had Tatum's app on my phone open. So I'm like, man, whatever weird sounds he's making right now sound a lot like my daughter. Not realizing that it was my
daughter.
Actually
your daughter.
So I screen video recorded it for a second. I posted it up on Twitter. I edited a little clip together to make it like so you could kind of get an idea of what the visual would be, but it's the audio. And this is what I was hearing, Ted, when I was like just doing stuff around my house. That's Tatum. Yeah. So yeah, she's already done her first duet with Mark.
Did you tag him in it?
I did. He didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
Shows what kind of love and respect he has for us.
He doesn't respect you.
Well, he should. Does he not realize how many new fans we got him? Like at least 3.
Oh, more than that.
7?
Well, 7 I'd say at least from this podcast. Then my family, your family.
He's at least 12.
Yeah.
We're talking. All right.
We can round it off to 20, Steve.
Well, it's time to get some push-ups into the mix there, Ted. To get the heart racing, the blood pumping in the brain.
Functioning.
You ready for this one? I don't know what it is. Oh, there you go.
All right, smoothing it down.
I forgot what this was called. I think it was called like Urban Bangers.
Which, sounds like urban. Sounds a little bangerish.
I click on those thumbnails.
Urban Bangers?
Yeah. Let's get that.
That sounds like a crew of dudes, right? Here we go. 1, 2.
I used one of those massage guns on my shoulder because I did a little too, I got too a little aggressive on my shoulder workouts. Those massage guns are freaking awesome.
Dude, I just went through one this weekend. Or like my buddy had one. They are unreal.
That was my first time really like attempting to use one of those for just like not for like silly poops and giggles, like, you know what I mean?
Oh no, they're legit, dude. Like right, because I had it like right here and it was kind of like, oh, that feels nice. So he's like, no, press it in there. And you're like, ooh.
Right.
You could feel it.
I went on that thing for a while. I mean, I was like, basically, I felt like a horny housewife or something like that. Like, I was just like, grrr.
I click on that one.
Yeah, I would too. But man, it did help my shoulder. Felt good today.
Tech Talks, starring D-Tech Smith.
We now know what you and I like to click on. Horny housewives and urban bangers.
So today I'm going to tell people, like, now listen. Every time somebody offers you to come over to their house or go to a party, you don't have to go to every party. But if somebody extends a nice opportunity to you, something a chance you wouldn't get to do, take them up on it. So, for instance, years ago, a guy emails in the show, the men's room, and he says, hey, I love Big Dummy. I run the Spokane Arena, like audiovisual. Like, could I use the Big Dummy drop? So we were like, sure. And then he's like, come over to a Shock game, which was their arena football team.
Yeah, I remember them. Yeah.
Right. So we go over there. So now you fast forward 5 years later, he has the same job, but it's at the University of Maryland running the audiovisual stuff.
And Ted, who's your favorite college football, basketball team?
Right, the University of Maryland in College Park where I grew up.
That is insane.
Right. So when I was back there.
Wait, so is he a Maryland guy that then came out here, worked in Spokane?
No. He's from Spokane, born and raised.
So he just ended up in Maryland for a better opportunity.
Correct.
Wow.
So then when I was back there, I was like, hey, could I get a tour? And he's like, oh, for sure. So, if you saw on Instagram, like, I'm literally on center court at the Xfinity Center where Maryland basketball plays. I'm wearing a Maryland, brand new Maryland gear today.
You were glowing.
And it was so awesome, man. It was one of the few times walking in there. I mean, I was like, man, I almost choked up and started crying. But a lot of times, especially in my family, people, I have a knack, as they say, for like, how do you pull this stuff off or get away with this stuff? But it just get like, just be nice to people. And if somebody says, hey, do you want to do this? Like, take them up on it. You never know. Yeah. I wish I was smart enough to go, I'm going to be cool with this guy so that 5 years from now I can get the hookup at Maryland.
Right.
But that would make me Dr. Evil.
It would. That would be very diabolical. Like, right. I'm friends with this person because hopefully one day they are in a position where they can help me.
Right. And it might be something small. I don't. You got a buddy that's a super workout guy and he says, hey, come to my gym. I'll put you through a workout. Like, go take them up on it.
Yeah.
Or let me, come over here. I'll show you how to barbecue, proper barbecue something on your Traeger. Like, go do it.
There's been a few. There's one instance I could think of where, I mean, I'm the same way. Like, it's like, if it seems like in my head, I'm like, will this make a good story one day? Quite possibly. Yeah. Like, I should just do it. Why not? Like, whatever it may be. Like, there's been certain options. Like, go to a wrestling class. Okay. Who would have ever guessed that I'd end up being an independent wrestler? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's how it all started. Like, come to a class just so you can experience what it's like. I'm like, yeah, why not? It's one Monday night out of my life. And then it ends up becoming a massive passion of mine. Or, like, even with the Donkeys back in the day, like, Munson was like, you want to play goalie? And I'm like, you guys are A-level team. Like, I'm like F-level if there was an F-level. I think things stop at D, but I'm like below D. Wait, that doesn't sound right. Urban Bangers. Part two, below D. But, then all of a sudden I end up having some of my best friends still to this day and also end up becoming a better goalie because of it. But the one that I remember saying no to, and I still to this day do not feel bad saying no to it. I was offered, and there are going to be some people out there that are going to be like, you're stupid. I can't believe you didn't take up the offer. It was these three girls. No, I'm kidding. It was to fly with the Blue Angels.
Oh.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah. I mean, that is no joke, dude.
That's what I mean. Couldn't do it.
You ever seen the video of Marcus Henneman?
No.
Do you know Marcus?
No.
So he played overseas, American goalkeeper for soccer, right?
Okay.
Then he played with the Sounders for a while towards the end of his career. But he played in England for years. But Marcus is kind of a bigger man, especially for soccer and stuff.
Okay.
And the video's on him and they're going up and stuff. And it just like don't pass out. Like, no.
Right. Yeah. Dude, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I've seen too many videos of people like hurling.
Yeah. And that G-force, there's no way to explain it.
And they want to mess with you. They don't.
Why wouldn't they?
Right. They're not like bringing you on to hold you. It's like. They're like not holding your hand throughout this experience. Like, they don't want you to die, obviously. They know what they can do and what they can't do. But they want you to walk away realizing what they do is no joke.
Yeah.
So they're going to have some fun with you in a very safe way, of course. But, like, I've heard too many stories of people doing it, and they're hurling, they're passing out. I don't necessarily really want to put myself through that. I'm sure it's one of those things where after I do it, I'll be like, that was the greatest experience. I can't believe I would. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those. I'm okay with like living a life of regret, not saying yes to that.
Yeah.
I've been offered twice. I've said no two times.
That one, dude, I have thought about that one a lot. I'm with you. I don't know that I would do that one.
Right. Like, I've done, like, I've said yes, it didn't happen, but like there was one time where like my buddy who works with like Red Bull, he wanted to bring me in one of those Red Bull cars, like the fast speeding, like the super drag race type cars.
All right.
He's like, yeah, I'll put you in a passenger seat thing. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. Which might be even more dangerous than doing maybe like the Blue Angel stuff. I don't know.
Well, like, I'm obsessed with F1 right now, but I have no desire to drive one of those cars.
No.
Right? I'm just like, that's insanity.
Yeah. And I remember when there was another one, I think it was like almost like a skydiving thing. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm out. Like, sorry. I appreciate the free offer. Like, I know that there's many people, probably people who are listening right now, like, I would have taken that in a heartbeat. Not me, man. I'm okay with never having the story of riding with the Blue Angels. I'm okay sharing the story of the time I turned them down twice.
I kind of like it better that it was twice.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy? I didn't turn him down once.
Yeah.
Twice.
What part of no do you not understand, Blue Angels? I kid. I don't need like a bunch of Blue Angels waiting outside. Like, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll teach you a thing about no.
Well, turns out we're off this summer. So.
Oh, man. I'm glad to know that at least I'm not the only one. That I would be too scared, man. The anxiety would have killed me.
Yeah. Now, if somebody said, hey, you can fly in an Apache helicopter, I'm in.
Oh, that'd be, yeah.
Yeah.
Helicopters, I'm totally down with.
The only problem would be like, yeah, we'll tour you around the city. Can we go outside the city and shoot something? This thing's full of guns.
Are the Apache ones that like kind of like land quickly?
Apache are like, it's like a gunship.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
go up, go down.
There was a period a long time ago. Talk about opportunities. I kind of wish this would have happened. It was right when I worked at it's now Jack FM. It was K-Rock.
All right.
And we were working with the military where they were going to send us to Afghanistan to broadcast from Afghanistan.
A USO.
Week. Yeah. And at first it was like, do we really want to do this? And I'm like, yeah, we totally, like that was one of those ones. I'm like, that's a story that we'll never be able to forget. Like that's an experience you'll never be able to, I mean, yeah, there's danger, obviously. But like, I mean, of the opportunities to do something, I feel like they're going to make sure they take care of us. Like they don't want that kind of PR. Like they bring a radio show and next thing you know, we're gone. So, but the biggest fear was flying in because you have to go in one of those
A Black Hawk.
Yes,
probably.
A Black Hawk.
Yeah.
And it just like basically once it's ready to land, it just goes down.
Yeah.
I was like, that part kind of scared me.
Yeah, just kind of.
Right.
Yeah, the Black Hawks are cool. But
then we got fired, so then that never happened.
Yeah. That's how I met you.
Yeah. See, it worked out.
Because when I first moved here, right, you guys had just moved over to that station.
Yeah. That would have been insane, though.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And trust me, I always kind of wished that I had gotten famous enough to work like a USO tour or something.
Right.
And been like, you know, on the bases and stuff.
Would have been kind of awkward, I think, though. Like, there would have been like, you know, a good number of people that probably heard of our show that are from Washington. But you know, it's not like every single person from Washington would know us. So it'd be weird, but I think people would be so appreciative that anyone came out.
I was going to say, that's the other thing too, man. When people are sitting in a combat zone or on a base in other places, like they're so happy. I was watching college football this weekend and one of the games was Army versus somebody. I mean, it was tough, man. That was not the best college football weekend. But like the cadets, mm-hmm. right? It's the Corps of Cadets at Army. Like, they look like they're going to a rave and stuff, and they're going to have a blast. Because you forget, it's like, right, they're in college, but they're also going to military training. Yep. Like, trust me, they don't need booze or anything. They just want to have fun.
Anything.
So, right, so while you're right, probably only a certain number of people would have known you. People have probably just been fired up to be like, we're going to watch a live radio show. This morning. You probably would broadcast it at, like, 11 p.m. I don't know the time difference.
They'd be like, these guys suck, but it sure as hell better than getting shot at.
Right? I mean, wait, were we just going to have morning chow? Like, at least these guys are entertaining us now.
Right. At least there's someone talking to us trying to crack poop jokes. Better than nothing.
Right.
All right. Why don't we take a break, Ted? I don't know if we'll get much into this, but maybe we will. Let's talk kinks.
Kinks?
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about Odell Beckham Jr. Allegedly.
Yes. He's not the only one, though.
All right. I mean, it's been trending for like 2 days. I feel bad for the guy.
He's having fun with it seems though, on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of S jokes going out there out of his own mouth.
I am just amazed that like that story literally has been trending nationwide for 2 days.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just like, we have the audio that started this insanity, and you'll hear these ladies sharing.
That podcast, man, that podcast has a look to it.
Yes. And I don't know, but I'm all about it. We'll talk about it when the MegaCast returns.
The MegaCast will be back. I have to do a stupid Zoom call with Siri and Alexa. I hate those bitches.
From the same people who bring you Krispy Kreme pumpkin spice donuts comes the ultimate pumpkin spice collection. Now you can experience pumpkin spice in a wide variety of products. Pumpkin spice dill pickle spears, pumpkin spice toothpaste, pumpkin spice window cleaner, and pumpkin spice Tampax. And coming soon, pumpkin spice sardines, pumpkin spice ranch dressing, and pumpkin spice AA alkaline batteries. Pumpkin spice. That's right. If you thought we went overboard last year, for the next 3 or 4 months, you're going to wish pumpkin spice never existed.
Game on, pumpkin spice breath.
Both of these guys should be wearing a mask, not because of the coronavirus, but because I am sick of their faces. The Megacast is back.
All right, Ted. This is the audio clip that shocked the world. What is the name of this podcast?
I have no idea.
Because I don't know what podcast this is, but I sure as hell want to be a fly on the wall on this podcast. I feel like anything that they're going to say on microphone, they probably say just as bad off microphone, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's aggressively. No filter. Yes. So I don't even know the name. I could probably find it really quick because the podcast just goes into detail about something that I never thought I would know about Odell Beckham Jr. What is the name of this podcast? It doesn't say. I got it off of the Black Sports Center Twitter page. I don't know. It's just these three girls that are just candidly sharing a story about Odell Beckham Jr.
Correct. Are they not? I'm going to sound like an a-hole, but I was like, is it not a cast about stripping?
I don't know. This is the only clip I've ever heard of this podcast.
And then I want to say I read somewhere that girl is Chief Keef's baby mama.
Who's Chief Keef?
He's a rapper from Chicago.
Okay.
You don't know Chief Keef?
I don't know. It's Chief Keef or Keef?
Keef.
With an F.
Yeah. Or sometimes Sosa. Depends on.
When is he Sosa?
I'm not the biggest Chief Keef fan, so I don't know. I just know that's also his nickname, too.
Ted, I come to you for Chief Keef information.
Well, he hasn't had a hit in a couple years.
What was his hit?
I don't know.
I'm going to look him up on Apple Music. Now, Chief Keef.
Right.
I can't even say that without like screwing it up, I feel. Chief Keef.
What is that sound? Oh, it's upstairs.
Oh, yeah. For those that don't know, in our building...
I was losing my mind. I'm like, is there something with my headphones?
Do you know that upstairs is a staging office?
That is false.
It is false.
Correct.
So what is happening up there? They are constantly doing construction up there.
They've been working on somebody else's office for months.
For months? It feels like for years.
Hey, listen, I don't know. I just talked to one of the security guards, and one of the guys that is an engineer in the building. He was like, no, they should. Well, this was a couple weeks ago. He's like, I think they should be done soon.
Well, Chief Keef, I'm looking, all of his songs have the explicit on it, so I can't even
That's
play.
What I'm saying, man. He makes gangster music for a lot of people.
All right, let's check. So on the Chief Keef Essentials. So Chief Keef crashed into the mainstream as a pistol-packing 16-year-old with hard-angled hits that reflected the troubled backdrop in which they were forged. Chicago drill bangers, I Don't Like and Love Sosa, are full of stern synths and smashing drums.
Yeah.
So there's a song called Shorties, I Don't Like, Finetto, Love Sosa, Gang Gang, Glory Bridge.
Let's play Love Sosa.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put on the lyrics so I can pay attention to what's being said.
Oh, it's going to be cursing right away.
The first word is on that
Yeah,
word.
That's what I was like, dude, don't, if it's not clean, like, if it's not cleaned up, don't even try to play.
It says effing this school. All right. I'm going to skip that part.
Cheeky about this, cheeky about that. My boy,
all right, I was about to say another bad word.
Yeah, that's what I was like, dude. Right, that's all we got. That's why you're like, this mainstream. I'm like, I'm not sure he's a mainstream hit. He just got really popular for a while. And
Chief Keef's a fake. Shut the F up. I'm real with that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's every line.
He also became like, and don't get me wrong, he sold a lot of records and stuff, but he got famous too because then people were like blaming him for like everybody like wanting guns and stuff. And it's like, well, he came out of the environment.
Well, I got a part of the song that we can play.
All right, you got the hook?
That's about it.
Yeah.
No, come on. Damn it. Come on, Keith. Don't do this to me. I don't want to edit all day.
It's my fault. I asked for it.
I think at some point on this podcast, we have to figure out if you ask me about a rapper that you don't know, we cannot play their music.
No.
Because it's always like, boom.
I'm like just hip now to Megan Thee Stallion. I've been listening to a lot of her stuff. Can't play any of that here on this podcast, though.
Why not?
I like the song Girls in the Hood, but it's explicit.
Yeah.
Another guy I just got turned on to that's in the hip-hop world, Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
He is, dude. Yeah. And years ago, he was on the hook for a Mac Miller song.
Okay, I'm late to his party. I just discovered him.
He's got Modelo commercials.
Man, I'm like two steps behind everyone. Well, I'm trying. I'm running. You know, I'm in a red light. And I'm stopped, and everyone else gets ahead of me. I'm still running again.
I don't know. In the past, like couple years, between having a baby. Like talking about houses,
yeah,
hockey locker rooms. I don't know if people are going to come in just be like, yo, you heard that new Keef?
Yeah. Yeah, baby Tatum really isn't hip to Chief Keef yet. She likes My Little Pony. That's about it. My Little Pony, My Little Pony.
Now, see, I have no idea what that is.
See, this is what I watch right now.
Is that the theme song to My Little Pony?
Friendship is Magic, baby. Well, it is. All right, we are transitioning to go from my daughter to this podcast from three lovely ladies talking about what Odell Beckham Jr. likes, which apparently is to, he is on the team, the Cleveland Browns, and he likes it when the Cleveland Browns land on him, apparently.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the audio.
Okay, I will tell y'all the story.
Oh, allegedly.
Allegedly.
We're avoiding lawsuits here.
Yeah, allegedly.
We're dodging it.
Okay.
They're responsible podcasters, Ted.
You could tell.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to be shitted on.
Ooh. Okay.
Is that the proper term? Is pooped on? Like S word ED on? Or is it like, or is it William Shatnered on?
I mean, I think it just depends on how you say that word.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the proper English is for that. I'm not giving her a hard time. I'm just personally curious.
I feel like as an adult, I say the S word the most.
Right.
Like, I would never say I pooped my brains out unless I was, like, talking to somebody or, like, on a microphone. Generally, I would say I S'd my brains out.
Right, but would you add an ED at the end of that? That's my question.
Well, it's in the past.
But I don't know. Any English majors that are listening?
Right. Let's not get stuck in the minutia of her English grammar.
I'm not trying to give her a hard time about her English grammar. I'm just wondering if that's the proper term.
Okay, that was my first time ever. I never
did it. You actually did it?
No, I actually couldn't shit. Okay, I couldn't
I don't think I could shit on the radio either.
I could not do it. That was something like I'm a wild ass. I could do some freak asshole shit. You know what I'm saying? But the
I like that line. I can do some freak asshole ass.
Yeah.
That's girlfriend material.
You can't just do that to me on the spot. Okay, he wanted me to come on a plane. And he was like, make sure you don't have any underwear. Don't take a shower for 24 hours. I'm like, damn, what the f*** you on?
So do you believe her?
That's a tough call.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That seems like something very specific to make up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you just said, Odell Beckham Jr. wanted me to poop on him, I'd be like, crazy. Okay, well, there's two sides to every story. But, like, just adding that element of he wants me to come on a plane wearing no underwear, I don't know why, but that just makes me think that is a rather odd detail to throw into the story, unless it was true.
Well, I think he just wanted her on the plane to not have showered and stuff, so he wanted her to be a little funky.
Right, but she could have underwear on. It might make her even more funky.
Yeah. I mean, again, that part doesn't sit, like that part seems fine. Like once you've opened the back door well of using it as the proper exit, like I'm not shocked that he wants your feet to stink.
It's more from this podcast.
I'm like, damn, what the fuck you on? But he was like, take a picture. This is how I got flown out. He was like, take a picture of me, you shitting. So I was like, all right, I can do that. So I took a whole video, bitch. What you want? I was like,
I love you.
You took a video?
So I sent it to him. I got like the next maybe 2 hours I was in Houston.
Was it like a selfie video? How did you do this?
I was just I need lessons. I made it sexy as possible.
Of course. I'm going to do that.
I feel like anything you do is sexy.
That's some good friendship right there. Even you pooping is sexy.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Ted, I'll hype you any day of the week. I'm never going to say to somebody, you know, even when Ted's pooping and taking a selfie, it's sexy.
Well, it sounds weird for her to say I made it as sexy as I could, but also it's like, well, he already allegedly introduced this into a sexual environment. So then it's like, yeah, if you want a video of somebody, right? Like, that's what makes it like.
No, you're right. Like, if he already finds that to, if allegedly finds that to be hot.
Right.
Then any video of her, like, mugging it up for the camera, you know, like, I don't know, doing a duck face or something, I don't know, whatever, you know, like licking her lips or whatever it might be. See, that's probably very attractive to him.
Right.
Like, ooh, look at me, I'm pooping.
Right. I mean, look, anybody can cook, right?
Yes.
But there's also, like, if you find somebody sexy, like, maybe she's just wearing an apron. There's nothing underneath it. Then the cooking becomes sexy.
That's true.
So, I like, it's not my
thing. Everybody can cook, but not everyone can make pudding.
Right, so that's not my thing, what he's into, but I guess at that point, if you already find it sexy, like, good for her. Might as well make it as sexy as you can.
But could you imagine, like, here you are, you're like, I'm going to hook up with Odell Beckham Jr. That's going to be cool. Like, you know, status thing, whatever it may be. Like, I find him attractive, whatever it is. And you're like, I'm down to do whatever with him. And then he's like, you really down to do anything with me? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. And he's like, all right, get on the plane with no underwear and don't shower. All right. And then get ready to take a video of yourself pooping. That is I don't know if it's a moral dilemma, but it's a dilemma.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know. I will say this. Of all the people she could have picked, he shocks me, like, probably the least.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just kind of a strange dude as it is. And I like the guy. I like that he's joking about it. Right. And he's having so much fun. So who, I mean, look, there's still a good chance she's just making up a story to try to, I don't know, get back at him for something. Or she might not even know him.
Right.
But I don't, the way the podcast comes off to me is that they're girls that either work in some type of industry where you're running around with a lot of famous dudes.
Accountants.
Right. And then one guy takes it to the next level. That's why she's like, hey, listen, I do a lot of freak ass stuff.
Literally.
Right. But this is crazy.
Well, it's like, I mean, Tim Tebow used to do that too. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Allegedly. Not allegedly at all. Probably never happened. I don't even know if Tim Tebow poops. Put it out there.
What a pristine, clean toilet.
Yes. Well, I bring it up because that's not the only story of kinks. I don't know if you've heard the latest trend. Ted, I was actually going to pitch this to you. I think we should start our own OnlyFans page.
I've been working on it for a while.
Have you really?
Ted the Bear.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We should do a MegaCast OnlyFans page.
All right.
And it's obviously nothing sexual.
Oh, it's just us shirtless doing this.
It could be that.
Yeah.
It could be me just watching TV with my dog.
My bad. I thought for sure we were going down the sexual route. I've been joking for a while in the men's room, like, oh yeah, OnlyFans, Ted the Bear.
I was thinking more like OnlyFans, just wholesome content.
All right. All right.
I mean, there's no stipulation. There's no law as to how you do your OnlyFans.
That's true. But it seems like people that make money, it's kind of sexy.
That's a good point. And it's usually women, too.
Yeah, but you can make a ton of money.
You think?
Well, yeah.
Would our companies get involved? Would they get upset with us? Because, like, right now the WWE is, like, putting a crackdown, or the smackdown, pun intended, on some of their talent doing extracurricular stuff to make money. Like, Big E does Cameo.
All right.
And apparently he's made, like, $200,000 already doing Cameo. Because he talked about, like, how many people he's had, and it's, like, $300 a pop. He's had several thousand, and it's just insane. And it's like, now the WWE's like, well, you can't make money off of the name because we own the name. And it's like, it's a bad look on WWE what they're doing.
I was going to say, like, if you're running, like, Cameo to me seems fine. I'm trying to think about the OnlyFans thing. I don't know. That's a good question.
But if, like, we're just doing, like, nothing on there, like, it's just you and me, like, just, hey, we're just going to video talk. And you can, for $6.99 a month, you can watch us video talk together or whatever it may be. And we're not doing anything, like, anything inappropriate, anything that would, like, you know, go against like the moral turpitude parts of our contracts or whatever it may be. It's just you and me just being dudes like, oh, Ted and I are going to Sluggers. We're going to take pictures at Sluggers. If you're members of our OnlyFans, you can watch.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. Like, yeah, like, right. If I had a Twitch, it was just me watching college football on Saturdays, right? Like, it's specifically the OnlyFans. I don't know why. That one just seems different. Like, I'm saying, Cameo seems fine to me. Like, that does seem bad on the WWE. Like, you're mad that he's wishing people happy birthdays?
Right. Like, what? You want a cut of that? Like, it's weird. It's very weird. Because, like, I see some of my friends, granted, they are female, but they're not doing anything on their OnlyFans that they would be embarrassed to show, like, their grandmother.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're completely not getting naked. Some of them not even, like, showing skin. Like, it's just, like, a page of them posting, like, their promo pictures. Or, you know, some of them are in the world of wrestling, some not. And one of them has, like, 70 fans subscribed to it at, like, $10 a month.
Yeah.
That's, like... I'm no mathematician, but that's like $700 a month.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can make especially for females, you can make a ton of money doing that.
Well, what about radio personalities? It's probably not going to happen. I bring up OnlyFans because I don't know if you've heard the latest trend is puppy girls.
Is this where the women act like dogs?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's just how, I mean, so OnlyFans, I really didn't notice until the pandemic started. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's a lie. There's people on Twitter that would like, donate or my OnlyFans. But that woman... started doing the dog stuff and made like $1 million.
Well, now there's like more than just that one girl.
Yeah.
And that some of these girls, they say they're making 10 grand a month making videos of themselves. Like one girl by the name of Jenna, she says she makes 10,000 a month and she's playing fetch, begs for food. And here's a clip from one of her videos.
Did you just pee on the floor? Jenna, was this you? Bad girl. You know better than that. You pee outside. Bad girl. Come on. Into your cage. Nope. You know better than that. You stay in your cage. You don't pee in the floor. You pee outside, okay? You sit in your cage and think about what you did. Bad girl. Hey.
Yeah, I mean.
How do you even do that with a straight face?
I don't know. That's what you're talking about, kinks. Like, I mean, to each their own. It's exactly. Just not my thing.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, what's her name?
Jenna.
Jenna. Like, I'd be like, Jenna, are you okay? I mean, as opposed to paying to watch her do this. But again, that's just me.
I'm not one. Look, the older I've gotten, the more I learn that not everyone does things the way that I do things.
Yeah.
And that's not bad. And that's not good. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, I'm not going to kink shame anybody for anything that they're doing. But Ted, why does he have to, like, discipline her? I'd rather her, like, get her belly rubbed. Or, you know.
That's a different video.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it's got to be. Trust me, there's no chance she's making this much money being a dog and nobody's rubbed her belly.
I was going to say, at least scratch her ears. Do you scratch behind her ears? Like, I don't know. I don't really want to watch her get yelled at for peeing on the carpet because it just makes me think about my dog peeing on the carpet and it's not a fun thing.
Right. Now your anxiety's just going up. Like, wait a minute.
Son of a bitch. I got to hurry up. I got to clean it. I got to try and get this carpet dry. Before my wife comes home, because when she finds out, she's going to be more mad than I am. And I really don't want to make Lulu go through that. But can I do that on OnlyFans? Me frantically trying to clean up a mess?
You know, I bet there is something to you cleaning your house. Watch Steve clean his house. What will he listen to this week?
Oh, it's that Mark Rabea guy again.
Yeah.
That's all he does. Or a wrestling podcast.
Or Chief Keef.
You know, Chief Keef is going to be on the workout playlist.
Oof.
Is it too aggressive?
That drill music that came out of Chicago a few years ago that was massive, it just wasn't my style of rap. Basically, I want to say that's like that stuff's massive right before like everything blows up in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Like AKA mumble rap.
Yeah. AKA
the trap rap music, right? Yeah. Before trap music. Yep. Right.
Like Migos and
yeah. Uh-huh. That's, I mean,
about all I got.
Yeah, trust me. I mean, most of what I know about Chief Keef is because I used to watch a lot of Vice Network and they had a whole hour special on him. And he's like super elusive, like does not give interviews, like this and that.
So he started, he broke big when he was 16.
Correct.
How long ago was that, do you think? Let's see.
I bet 8 years ago because he's probably still only in his early 20s. I doubt he's mid 20s yet.
Dang. Trying to see, 25 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
Knew nothing about Chief Keef until today.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like
punk rap is also one of the genres that they
punk rap.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that phrase, punk rap.
Yeah. They get into it. I like acid rap.
Yes.
Right? When Aesop Rocky and all those guys got into that. It's like, all right, we know what's going on with these guys.
Right, yeah. Yeah. They're clearly sober and rapping about sober life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's also funny. It was crazy that EDM got into it huge too.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. It makes you laugh now. When you think of certain artists, there was that EDM group called Lords of Acid. And it's wow, you really just wore that one on your sleeve. Imagine, what's your first record? We Do Drugs.
There was a band for years called the Crystal Method.
Yep. Those guys liked the party, shockingly.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Back in the Enfest days, they were always, I felt like they were part of Enfest every year when I worked at the end. They were in the late night tent or the electronica tent.
Not always. The
late night tent. Because we used to have them at the Kitsap County Fairgrounds, which was, dude, I wish you were around back in those days. Those were some of the craziest concerts because they would just turn the Kitsap County Fairgrounds into a concert venue, build the stage out. It was pretty awesome. It was a main stage, a side stage, and then a tent that had all the EDM stuff. And typically it was in the summer, so you would go in there to kind of cool off or just get away from the heat, but then also they're just high as all hell on whatever drugs, and that's where everybody just got really weird.
Yeah, I went to an HF festival years ago. But that was in D.C. at old RFK Stadium.
Yeah.
And just gross hot all day.
That the Enfest was the weirdest place I ever hooked up with a girl. It was in a porta potty at Enfest, and it was hot and sweaty. It was and it stunk. But look, 20 something Steve really didn't want to pass up any opportunity. Didn't want to say no to anything other than flying with the Blue Angels.
You were one step away from getting an Odell Beckham Jr.
Ted, you're not wrong, and it's been a fun podcast today.
Yeah, all right.
Who are we to shame anyone for what they're into?
Certainly not me.
Go Browns.
Go Browns. How do you think they're going to be?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Seriously.
I mean, last year they were supposed to be good, and it didn't work out the way that they hoped.
Right.
I feel like they're not going to be a bad team.
Yeah, man. They have a real coach this time.
Right.
Baker Mayfield seems to have dropped some weight. The other thing is, with NFL football, it's just so odd without a preseason game that it's clueless. Plus it's hot here. It does not feel like fall. But literally, NFL football is going to be on in 2 days.
Dude, we were talking to Big Walt last week, and we were just BSing about other stuff. And then it came up, with the Seahawks not home opener, but the season opener against Atlanta. And I'm like, why are we talking about this right now? And then I look at the phone on my calendar. I'm like, that's next weekend. Or now this weekend.
Yeah. Literally, Sunday the Hawks play at 10 a.m.
And that starts the season.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's on the team.
I'll tell you,
I kind of know, but I don't know.
I know one person and
Luke
I'm happy.
Luke Wilson.
Yes, I checked the cuts last night.
Dude, I got a text from Luke.
Oh, awesome.
It was out of the blue. All of a sudden, I get a text from him. I'm like, this is really a typical Luke text. Steve, what's up? I'm like, I write it back and then you're back again.
I got nervous there.
A couple days later, I hear back. I'm like, there's a weird time. I was thinking what's going on with
him. He's on a delay.
Oh, yeah. Knee deep in football right now. I was shocked I even got hurt from him. I was just out of the blue.
I just got nervous because I read a couple of the reports that were coming out, and it just seems like their tight end group, there's a lot of good guys in there.
They got 30 tight ends.
Right, and I was like, oh, man, I hope Luke makes it.
Well, and then they dropped one of the young guys that they drafted because of whatever reason. They're going to pick him up on the practice squad. And then I read something that was like, this looks good. This is a good sign for Luke Wilson making the team. I'm like, yes.
I'm with you. Because I watched the last episode of Hard Knocks last night. Then I was like, I forgot to check to see if Luke made the squad.
Right, because it's like everything just feels like it's a giant secret right now. And not that they're keeping things from us. I mean, the reports come out.
It doesn't feel like fall. We haven't seen anybody And any practice footage you saw for the first 2 weeks was just dudes doing walkthroughs.
Right, with masks on.
Right, and it was like, man, it's hard to be like, oh yeah, football's here. We missed the traditional, this past weekend, Labor Day weekend, you would have had all these crazy college games, but we missed all that, right? Mm-hmm. There was no Ohio State playing someone
in basketball. Weird, man.
Yeah, man.
And then all of a sudden the Mariners are 2 games out of a playoff spot. What the hell is happening right now?
I don't know. It's insanity. I mean, look, we got time.
Yeah.
So the other day, we're at this cabin, and it's just a couple of us sitting there, and I just have the U.S. Open on in the background, and I don't really give an S about tennis.
Right.
But I'm making fun of Djokovic, right, that just like, oh, he's a machine. Like, and I'm just like, can you imagine being on the other court, and that machine is just pumping balls at you at 190 miles an hour, right? And it's like, yeah, the machine doesn't break. The machine doesn't do this. Uh-huh. 2 days later, the machine rifles a ball and hits a ball girl, and he got DQ'd.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you not see that?
No. Oh, I was off the grid, dude.
Like, he was like in anger and just went like this, but it hit her right in the throat.
Oh, my gosh. Is she okay?
Yeah, she's okay now, but okay. He got kicked out of the tournament.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, just when we're sitting here going, everything is weird right now. Everything is weird.
So Djokovic is yoked.
Yeah, he's done.
Got yoked on a bitch, Djokovic.
Right. Dude, it was insanity.
Weird. Yeah, the Mariners one tripped me out, dude. I was like on Twitter the other, like, couple of days, like, I think 2 days ago. You know, we were off for a few days and just baby life and trying to move, getting everything in order. Yeah. I'm off the grid practically. I'm barely on social media. And our buddy up, Kevin Martinez from the Mariners, he just wrote, two games. I'm like, what the hell kind of cryptic message is that? And I'm like, what does that mean? And I click on the Mariners, and I'm like, how are the Mariners? And I'm like, they're on a 6-game winning streak. I mean, it ended yesterday, but I was like, geez, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be the most 2020 thing ever. The Mariners make the playoffs.
Well, here's the other funny thing that's about Mariners. So a bunch of my Twitter feed, and I'm with you. Like, when I was back east, I really like tried to take a break from everything. Mm-hmm. The Mariners fans, I didn't realize that they had turned it around, because they're always like, Mariners, like, are they really going to do this to us?
Yeah.
But now I didn't realize, like, they were saying, like, in a good way, are the Mariners really going to do this to us?
Right. Like, the year we can't go. I'm like, well, F you guys. Tatum's got season tickets this year. She's been at every game.
Yeah. And I said this from the beginning when they started baseball up. If the Mariners make the playoffs and win the World Series, like, somebody's like, well, there might be an asterisk. Who gives an F?
I don't care.
No.
Right. That means I go to, what, maybe 3 games a year anyway? So I didn't go to 3 games this year. I watched a bunch on TV like I do every year. I always watch the Mariners.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, it'll still be awesome.
I love it. I think it was a Mariners tweet. They wrote, we tore it down. Or sometimes you have to tear it down to tear it up. Because they got rid of a lot of players. Like, they sold like crazy.
Right, because aren't 30 games this year? Or the season?
60.
Is it 60?
60 games, yeah.
All right, right. So, like,
they're pretty close to being done with that.
Right. Halfway through, I was like, Mariners, they're selling people. They're not really making a push. And then they're making a push.
Right. They get rid of all their, like, some good bats. They got rid of Taiwan Walker again. Yeah, it was just like, all I know is, like, what, they got Gonzalez on the mound, and that's about all I know. And I know D. Gordon's still on the team.
Well, there was a point last year where the Nationals, like sometime, like, before the All-Star break, they were the worst team in baseball.
Yeah.
So.
Well, hell, the St. Louis Blues in hockey were the worst team in hockey going into after the All-Star break.
Oh, yeah.
And turned it around and won the Stanley Cup.
God.
That's also been crazy, too. So yeah. Much fun. So much going on in the world of sports.
All right, I got to go now.
Fine. I guess I should go home. It's been a lot of fun, Ted, as always.
Good to see you.
I think we're back next week.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're working, I'm working. I guess we could do a podcast.
We could do one.
We'll do it for Around Seattle Twitter page.
Yeah, right.
Stevie. Our homies that sometimes... We'll send us a message like, please tell me there's a cast. I'm like, it's uploading, I promise.
We'll get there.
We love you guys. We love everyone who listens. We really do appreciate it. At the Megacast, please don't send us the proper grammatical way to say you pooped with the S word.
Yeah, right.
We're fine. Just thought it was odd. And I'm going to go home and listen to some Young Keefe with Lil Tatum. All right, Chief Keefe.
God dang it.
Just call him Sosa.
Sosa.
Yeah.
I have a buddy I play hockey with, Daniel Sosa. He's a good dude. Goodbye, Ted.
See you, man.